This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I would hate to be a Democrat right now. Holy cow. All they got left is scheming. That's it. And people are seeing through it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What are the Democrats scheming on? That's all they got. They got a lot to cover up. They got three women out there who are blatant liars. Now they got to do the cover-up. You notice you haven't heard about Deborah Ramirez. You haven't heard much about Skelnick or whatever her name is because the stories are so flimsy, it's amazing. So now what are they doing? Are they scheming to find more women that they can accuse, get Brett Kavanaugh to be accused of messing with? And what's the Republican alternative? What are they going to be doing? How are they going to spin the idea that the FBI has nothing to investigate? I think that my heard that Donald Trump said it was okay to go ahead and do it. And what one of my friends, her name is Pam, said, she tweeted this. She said, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump allowed Ford, Blasey Ford, to get her testimony on the record? Then he says, yeah, let's do that FBI investigation. And I thought, you know what, Pam, that's deep. Now Blasey Ford is on the record, not even a psychologist, as she claimed herself to be. So it's a little lie. She's got the PhD, and, you know, she's not licensed, but she's got, you know, the credentials, if you will. Not that I put a lot of stake in that, you know, but maybe I don't have enough epinephrine and norepinephrine and dopamine and whatever else in my brain to understand how to interpret all that. Maybe I need her to explain to me, you know, how my brain works when I'm doing all this stuff. You know, I'd like to know clinically what's going on here. Let's not tap into the emotional side. Cover up. So how much covering up can you do? You keep bringing out bimbos. We're going to keep looking into them. How many do you think at some point somebody's going to go, nope, I know where you were on this day. I have it in my calendar. I have it here. Or Kavanaugh goes, I know exactly where I was. I was at a basketball game and this, whatever. And here's me in the audience. When is it going to blow up in their faces? Because it's going to. The same way that Mueller's investigation. Give me an update, please. Somebody tell me where Donald Trump's name is going to be mentioned anywhere. He's about to release his report. One of my buddies is like, he's going to release his report and who knows what's in there. I know what's in there. It won't be anything involving Donald Trump. And go back and look at the litany of people who were going to bring him down. Manafort, he's getting a deal. Okay, where's this deal? And what's it involving Trump? Nowhere. Cohen, he's got tapes and he's cut a deal. What's that deal got to do with Trump? Nothing. Zero. One dude in America that's been convicted has got to pay $950. Whoa, man, where's he going to get the money? Maybe the Clinton Foundation can bail him out. Who knows? And then there's a host of stuff that's got to be covered up. How are you going to cover up this good economy? You got to figure out a way to talk it down. They tried. It's Barack Obama's economy. People aren't buying that. They know better than that. How are you going to cover that up? They're running out of time. The Democrats have put, I probably said it already. I know I have because I've said it on other shows, but maybe even recently. The Democrats have but one strategy. They must win the House. They hope that they can do something in the Senate. They are doing everything they can. They got, you know, they want to turn one senator in Arizona because we had two flaky senators in Arizona, pardon the pun, anyway. Well, they didn't get one, so one's up for grabs, and they hope that they get that seat. They hope they can hold on to the one in Missouri with Claire McCaskill. And then there's, you know, Manchin and others. So we'll see what happens. But the chances of them getting flipped is very good. And I don't know what the Republicans have up their sleeve. I hope that there's a much more orchestrated effort than I'm seeing. And being honest, I haven't put a lot of effort into it because we've had so many other things going on, like my movie, Bleeding Blue. Go check that out at bleedingbluemovie.com. It is going fantastic. People love it. And it because it is so good. Everybody that I send, we've sent the links to screen it and things like this. And by the way, it's got a review on Movie Guide that is spectacular. But everybody that we've sent the link to, they call me back. One guy called me back. He goes, Kevin, we are all in. This is a fallen officers organization. He goes, we are all in. He goes, holy cow. What a movie. I hope everybody over the next 2 years gets involved in something that is the Democrat lie and corrects it the way that we've corrected the lie about policing, the way we will correct the lie about the Me Too movement, because I'm starting on that, the way we will correct the lie about the social justice warrior agenda in schools, in business, and in this country, the way we will correct the lie of immigration as we build unhyphenatedamerica.org, and on and on. We are about correcting the lies. The stall tactics of the Democrats with Kavanaugh are only going to go so far. The Me Too movement isn't helping them. They want it to be. They think it is. It's not helping them. Do you know how many people, I have friends and family, and they're telling me, Kevin, I cannot believe Fox did that to you. But and over this issue, I'm livid. They're livid because they go, you are so right about the type of women that we're talking about here. You're so right about it. How dare they? How dare they drag Kavanaugh? I'm going to tell you, don't believe the hype of the left. People on both sides of this, of the aisle, so to speak, cannot stand what they're witnessing with Kavanaugh. Oh, I know the Democrats, they put a mind game on a few people. But I'm telling you, there are people out there going, we don't believe it. I'm talking women. I get more things from women, at least 60 to 40, women saying, Kevin, you are 100% right. So trust me when I tell you, as the word gets out, it's a small sampling, but I had a bunch of people say to me, Kevin, I will never watch Fox again without you on there. I'm not trying to kill Fox. Fox can kill itself. It's their programming. If those people want to put on the shows that they put on, put them on, and you'll see what happens. When Fox has a real competitor, somebody willing to speak the truth that's coming up against them, and I predict I'll be one of those people, then they'll come take a look. But for us, we got to stay resolute. We must stay strong because the Democrats have nothing. All they have is scheming. And everybody in this country is looking at the tactics being used against Kavanaugh and saying to themselves, that could easily be me. They get it. Anyway, short break. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ryan Fournier tweeted this. If Congress is so against sexual assault, why did they pass legislation to let grown men go into the same bathroom as little girls? Kevin McCullough tweeted, did you know there's a federal law preventing the inducement of paying a witness for their testimony before any House or Senate committee? Did you know that 5 GoFundMe accounts are in Dr. Ford's name, 2 of them set up by people connected to Soros, totaling $900,000 so far? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Free range Negro, no longer employed by Fox News. And people are concerned about me. Kevin, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I tweeted that I'm buying my first piece of music that I can remember in decades, and it is going to be Kanye West, the song I'm Free. And the reason for it is Kanye, and when I'm going to play this later in the broadcast, he was on Saturday Night Live last weekend, and he came out and he talked about how they tried to bully him in the back room, telling him, don't wear that MAGA hat on stage. And you know what he did? He wore it out there. He took it off, and he says, now I'm about to put my Superman cape on, and he put the hat back on. What the left doesn't understand is they have made this man mad. See, I've been there. I never had to get, I never had to make a transition like Kanye, and I don't know that he did either. I know he's come to the conclusion that he's been repressing himself. I don't have anger of repressing myself. I have been a staunch conservative since the moment I could think. Since the moment I understood politics and the game of it. And what strengthened my resolve day after day, year after year, was the fact that I witnessed what was happening, particularly in the black community, but the community as a whole. Now, it started out as a black thing because I'm a child of the 60s, and I understood, wow, well, look at all this stuff that's going on. But then it became more than just about blackness. It became more about the narrative, the fake narrative. And over the last decade, I've dedicated myself to changing it and to making other people understand it and feel it as well. And so I said, you know what? If I'm going to buy something, I'm going to support the guy who's had that catharsis and who has the ability to make people see this that I can't, you know, I'm not reaching. And he did it in a national audience that I think is going to blow people's minds. So congratulations to him. I'm going to show my support with my money. First time in a long time. So when you hear me playing a little bit of the pieces of that on my radio show, you'll know that's because I'd own it. Anyway, we got to start voting, supporting, doing the things with our dollars that support the people who are moving our cause forward. Kanye is now an evangelist for the truth. I'm not trying to give the guy more credit than you know, he needs per se. I'm just telling you, that's what he's become. I know it because I've lived it my entire life. Kanye got bullied. I've never been bullied. There is not one single moment in my life where I thought, ooh, I better succumb to the left. I was prepared to fight them tooth and nail. And I can die a poor man fighting him, and very well may. But one thing that people will know about me and this team, we stand on principle. One of the things I've been talking about, and I said it, I've been one of the first people to say it, but a guy named Mark Pantano said the same thing. And it is, who is trying to tell me that this woman, this lying you-know-what by the name of Christine Blasey Ford, is credible? I chastised President Trump for saying, you know, her testimony was credible. No, it wasn't. Not in any way. Now, here's what Mark Pantano says. I was a prosecutor. I was a defense attorney. I've been through many trials. I've examined many witnesses. I did not find her to be credible in the least. From her obviously fake, almost crying, to her 12-year-old intentionally raspy Valley Girl voice, I found, I found her entire performance to be nothing but cringe-inducing bad acting. Perhaps Alyssa Milano, the washed-up child actress who was present for the hearing, was her coach. That certainly would explain why Ford's acting was so abysmal. For all her emotion, not one tear, not even one marginally watery eye. Did you see any redness in her face indicative of a person on the verge of tears? Me neither. How about a runny nose? Did you hear any sniffling from the feel-good doctor who is so well-educated that she doesn't know the meaning of the word exculpatory? Seems to me all this woman learned in all her years of schooling was how to pronounce the word hippocampus. And let's not forget her complete lack of evidence, but I digress. Back to the genius Republicans who keep referring to her as credible. Let me be clear. I do not believe that I'm alone in my thinking that Christine Blasey Ford is an obvious liar. That's what he said. And no, Mark, you're not alone. He goes on, I don't believe that most of the people describing her as credible actually believe it. Not for a second. I think they bought into that idiotic belief that we must be seen as questioning this woman's sincerity or honesty. They think that the politically wise course of action is to say that she's telling the truth, that something happened to her, but that it was not Brett Kavanaugh who did it. That is so stupid, it infuriates me that I have to point it out. I could not agree with this guy more. When they go, well, it could have happened. I've said it in the sense that, you know, in the scheme of the cosmic, you know, things that happen in the universe, yeah. Did it happen? No. There was no guy who was on top of her with his hand over her face, in my opinion. It was a made-up story about a made-up party. And every piece of evidence leading up to it pretty much tells you that she made it up. It's a lie. Even the very people that she claims were there are refuting it, and one of them happens to be her good friend. It is a made-up lie. Tammy Bruce actually said this. She said, if Blasey at the time was so concerned about what had happened at the party, what did she do with her friend Leland, the one who was there with her? Did she leave her to the rapist? Did she call the police and say, my friend is there with a bunch of rapists? They just tried to rape me. Did anybody even bother to question? And Tammy Bruce said, hey, listen, FBI, you might want to ask that question because it could lead to some form of credibility. Because let me tell you something. If I felt like I was in danger and one of my friends was left at a party, that would be one of the first things I think about. If I wasn't drunk on my butt and probably at the party as a party favor. Oh, yeah, we can talk a little tougher here because guess what? I don't have sponsors and I don't have to worry about Fox. So we can actually deal with the truth. Credible. She's got no credibility. No argument whatsoever. And we got Republicans out there, well, it could have happened. Blah, blah. No, it didn't. And it certainly didn't involve Brett Kavanaugh.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Well, I say that it's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. This is a very, very difficult time. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice.
President Trump today talking with reporters about Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The president is delivering remarks today at the National Electrical Contractors Association convention being held in Philadelphia. Today, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is taking part in a Washington Post cyber summit. She was asked about the most challenging part about heading up the DHS.
My biggest concern is that we are not poised to anticipate and defend against emerging threats.
That audio courtesy of the Washington Post, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tammy Bruce tweeted this, and I talked about it earlier, but I missed one of the points, and she says, I would suggest the FBI questions, it might jog Dr. Ford's memory. First one, did you alert Leland to the danger she faced before you left her at the party where two men had just tried to rape you? Question number two, did you try to get her to leave? Question number three, did you call her that night to see if she got home safely? Maybe Leland could shed some light on this so we could bring her into the mix. Bill Mitchell said this of the Ford farce, because that's what it is. And see, it takes a lot of guts to call it what it is, because if you do call it what it is, you're considered a misogynist and you hate women. See, that's how the left behaves. They don't want to look at your record and find out that you're just as pro-woman as anybody else. No, that doesn't matter. If you don't say what they want you to say at the moment they want you to say it, well, then you can't be for women. That's their book. See, I say this. If you have the guts to say what you want to say, you say it. Anytime, anywhere. And it doesn't matter if it's under penalty of losing your job. Avenatti said, referring to three accusers, many of these women never met each other before. Many didn't? That means some did. There are only three. How do these women know each other? Yeah, he slipped up there. And that was Bill Mitchell who was talking about something Avenatti said. As I said, if you want to do an investigation, I'd like to see all the interchanges between attorneys and these people across the board. Yeah. But here's a bigger question I have for the left. And thanks for listening, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But as I've asked leftists quite often, because of their delusion and the fact that they get all in on a topic without knowing anything about it. They get passionate about it without knowing anything. And you know where they're only strong is when there's a bunch of them around, because they are not strong individually. They're cowards individually. See, I don't need 50,000 people in support of me when I say that those women are nothing but liars, because that's what they are. And I said it publicly. If you believe it, great. If you don't, I don't really care. But I know what I know, and I know a liar when I see it. I know a victim when I see one. Certainly a victim of rape, sexual assault. I've seen too many. If you've met one, you've met too many. And I know multiple. Friends, mostly. A couple of family members who've confided, and it is not cool. I mentioned that my aunt was raped. And I also mentioned, I don't know if you guys were listening to the program at the time, but I said my father brought the guy over and let that man rape his sister. That's how vile of a human being my father was. So when people say to me, Kevin, can you, if this was your family member, if this was whatever, would you let people, look, I've already told you about my family. There are great folks within my family whom I admire tremendously, and there are people who are scoundrels, and dare I say it, there are even some skanks. So there you have it. There's some guy. Well, what do you want me to call my father? I don't even have a word that fits. I wish there was a word that was so vile it was never to be spoken, because I would speak it about him happily. When my aunt told me that story, you don't even know what went through me. I can't even describe for you how I felt. Any woman that wants to challenge me on whether I want to believe the accuser, whether I understand the object, the real story around sexual assault, you spend 5 minutes with me and I'll tell you exactly what I know about it. When I hear somebody lying about it, I know the difference, because I've heard far too many stories and I've been around. You want to try that crap on these country bumpkins, try it all you want. It's not going to work for me. But here's what I've said to many leftists about much of their dogma and their ideology. I say, what if you're wrong? Because, so you got a lot of passion locked up in these stories. You got a lot of passion locked up in liars. Yeah, a lot of it. So what happens when you find out that you're wrong? What happens when they prove that Ford lied? See, the difference with me, I'm willing to look at an issue from all sides. I'll say, okay, let's say that Kavanaugh is indeed a serial rapist. He loves bringing all his buddies in to do it so they can all participate. And that's the man that he is. And my question to you would be, how did he do such a wonderful job keeping a lid on it? See, it's one thing if you're a rapist and you've got your little trophies that you're keeping. You know, you've got some girl's bracelet or her earring or her watch or her, you know, whatever, her necklace, a shoe, some panties, whatever it is. I've watched enough cop shows to know that they keep the trophies, okay? So you've got all that. Maybe you're following the news cycle of people reporting, you know, oh, I was raped, and you got the news clippings in some sort of a memento scrapbook or something, and you're following the stories. Talk to these profilers. Look, you don't believe me, just go look and see what these guys do. And then you tell me that if Kavanaugh started doing this at the age of 17, 16, whatever it was, in this prestigious boys' school, why are there not more people that are coming? I mean, there would be boys coming forward saying, yeah, I remember surely some of those men are leftists, right? And they would say, yeah, I was part of it. I was part of the rape gang, or I knew guys in the rape gang, or whatever. Where are they? And moreover, if this is a guy's pathology and you want me to believe it, show me where it exists in his other life. The post high school, post college life, after he gets married and all these other things. If this is going on, where are the litany of dudes going, yep, I'll admit, you know, I get my secret email, we got a secret location, and we go, and this is what we do to women. Show me anything remotely close to that, where he continued, oh, no, Kevin, he stopped after high school. Yeah, because all the people that have that kind of pathology, they just stop. Yeah, let me tell you the ones that just stop. They die. They get arrested, or they die. That's who stops. Kavanaugh, if he's that guy, he went on to build an amazing career surrounded by women, probably many of them very lovely women, and not a single one of them can say that he's done something wrong. Not a single one. So I ask you again, what if we prove that Ford is a liar? Have you looked at her through all the potential things that she that could have been happening with her? See, because that's what's required with sane thinking, is I look at Kavanaugh and I go, let's, for the sake of discussion, say he is this person. Then where do we go from there? And I've walked it through. And then I say, what if Blasey Ford is not the person she's portraying herself to be? Let's go investigate her. And you watch it for, I mean, the only logical thing to do if you want to get to the truth of any matter is to play devil's advocate. And done correctly, you're going to examine all the points of view, and you'll end up at a point on the sphere where the truth lies. Generally speaking, common sense gets most of us to that point. That point then becomes the truth. And the rest of the sphere is no longer needed. Make sense? That little point of truth becomes so powerful that it can break out of the gravitational force of a black hole and spread its light around the world. So, for example, if I declared through logic that pedophiles don't make good caregivers for children, one would think that 100% of the people would agree with me. However, in a crazy world where leftism rules, we know there's a contingent of people who believe that pedophiles should be allowed to care for children because they're redeemable and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. Now, I don't need a point. I know exactly what my feeling is about that. I would not let a person who molests children babysit my children. But there are people who will. And they'll disagree with us, disagree with my point. Just on ideology. I don't care whether the pedophile is a Republican or a Democrat, conservative, leftist, whatever. They can, whatever label they have, once they have the label of pedophile and it's proven, then you can no longer sit my kid, you know, be a caregiver for my children. Makes sense, right? I would ask the left to ask themselves this. If Sarah Palin were sitting in the shoes of Blasey Ford, would they be nearly as magnanimous? What do you think? If Sarah Palin was giving the clinical definition of her so-called rape, do you think they would believe her then? Because I know what the answer is, and I think you do too. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel a little bit like Sean Hannity where, you know, I'm talking about the same subject over and over and over. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. If you're wondering a little bit about my voice, I'm in that cough stage where, you know, I've had this little bug, and now it sort of, you know, wells up every now and then, and I feel like I have to cough. So I'm not crying or anything. It just feels like, right, I have to cough. And I'm trying not to cough on air for the most part, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, the Democrats have been talking about this FBI investigation, and now they've got it, and now it's not good enough. Remember I told you guys, my grandmother used to say she could have a ham under each arm and she'll be begging for bread. That is exactly what the Democrats do. They stretch things out. You will never, ever please a Democrat. Do you think you're going to ever eradicate racism? Do you ever think you're going to, you know, give them enough diversity? Do you think that women will ever reach the pinnacle of what they need to reach in order to be satisfied? Black people, anybody, name me anything where the Democrats go, okay, great, we solved the problem. You're talking about a nation, that the America, for you leftists listening out there, that has overcome everything, every possible problem that we've ever had, and what we haven't overcome, we've certainly diligently worked towards. If you want to bring up racism, I will tell you racism is practically non-existent in this country, outside of the left. If you remove leftists from America, you would have a non-racist country. It would be so anecdotal, people would have to look in books and go, what is that? Kevin, you use this term racism. I'd go, oh, that's an old term back when we used to have liberals, when we had leftists. Yeah, don't even worry about it. We would live a life that would be so peaceful and serene. We would be the closest thing to utopia than those boneheads have ever seen. But what do? They complain constantly. Constantly. There would be no sexism. Can you imagine a world run where it's conservatives and where men actually respect women? I'm not saying 100%, but where they go, oh, yeah, well, there was that one incident. Remember that? And everybody would be, oh, yeah, I remember that. Where was that at? We'd be looking for those. Like, it would be so anecdotal, people would have to dust off the memory, you know, the memory to even remember what it is. But now with leftists, you give me your problem, I'll tell you what happened last night or 2 days ago, a minute ago, an hour ago. Oh, you know, so-and-so accusing. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of that case and that case and that case and that case. Leftists ruin the world. They will ruin your PTA. They will ruin your neighborhood. They will ruin your city. They will ruin your county. They will ruin your state. And then they will ruin your country. Then they'll ruin the world. There is no limit. You cannot satisfy them. Why even bother? But Tom Cotton said of their investigation in a tweet, Senator Feinstein's office will be investigated over the leak of Dr. Ford's letter, and Dr. Ford will face a D.C. bar investigation for withholding information from Dr. Ford's lawyers, about the Senate Judiciary's willingness to travel to California. They pretended that the Senate was not willing to go meet her on her terms privately and investigate this matter so that they could drag her publicly. Now, if that's the case, investigate away. And for the record, investigate away anyway, because you know what? You're not going to get anything on Kavanaugh. Let me just tell you, I said it earlier in the broadcast, there'd be a lot more people, and not just, I'm not talking about the ones that kind of barely knew Kavanaugh. I'm talking about there'll be a lot of people that'll come around and tell you who you are if you go back and look. It's funny, people think that, you know, this is the way I was when I grew up. You will know how you were when you grew up when your old friends start talking. I talked to one of my old friends the other night, a buddy of mine named Robert. And we hadn't spoken, I mean, we spoke about a year ago, but we hadn't spoken in decades. And he told me because he contacted me because he knew I'd gotten fired by Fox. And he's like, Kevin, man, Fox fired you. We are livid down here, you know, in our little town. And he's like, nobody's watching him anymore, man. You're the main guy. We love you here, man. I was like, well, I appreciate that. And then we started talking about our past and as it relates to Kavanaugh and things like this. And it was such a really refreshing thing to talk to my friends and them to go, man, Kevin, people here have so much respect for you. They have so much respect for your grandparents. God rest their soul. That's what he told me. And these are people that remember how I grew up. They remember my grandparents. They remember, and I defy anybody in my hometown to bring some dirt. And then what he said to me, which is most poignant, he says, Kevin, you know the way you're going to measure yourself? And I said, what do you think, Robert? He goes, because we are all still lifelong friends. He started talking about, you remember Tammy Weaver? I was like, yeah, I remember Tammy. Yeah, she comes to the goat kickoff, she and her husband every year, you know, and all this. And I was like, cool. And he goes, man, if you can get there, he goes, it will be a party. People love you. Love you. He didn't say they tolerate you, they like you. He said they love you. And I love them back. Many of them listen to the program. Some do, some don't. Some certainly watch me on Fox. They've been trying to get me back there to hunt and do some other stuff. But the point is that it is the way you measure. And Kavanaugh's got that. I dare you to do that with Blasey Ford. I dare them. I dare these leftists to say, hey, anybody remember the Blasey Ford? And watch the men that come out of the woodwork. Watch the dudes that go, man, whoa, do I remember her? Watch what happens. See, I can say these things because I'm a studier of human nature. You know, they've been looking at these videos of Feinstein and Christine Blakely and the body language. Yeah, look, I don't need to see body language. I mean, it's part of the picture. I listened to the words that came out of their mouths. I've looked at the connective dots of what, you know, the breadcrumbs leading up to this story. It doesn't pass anybody's smell test unless you are part of a plot to get a good man. And this is what I don't get with the left. Everybody should be disturbed by this. Leftists, women, you have sons that are going to fall prey to this nonsense. You would think that leftists only birth women the way that they behave. You have sons that are going to have to pay the piper for this stuff, and you seem to not care. What is up with you people? Holy cow. And then what gets worse is, you know, they've already got this thing where they're going to get Kavanaugh, and he's never going to get appointed. Then they decide, you know what? If he gets appointed, we got to put out a threat. And here's their threat. This was a lead story. Democrats won't make it easy for Kavanaugh. Democratic lawmakers ratcheted up their threats against Brett Kavanaugh as the FBI investigates his background, vowing to conduct more probes if he's confirmed for the Supreme Court and if they take control of the House. This is where you come in. The only saving grace, and it's not a saving grace for sure, but the only thing that they think can save him is if they take control of the House. When they don't do it, when you finally put your foot down, America, and you say, I've seen enough, what do you think these roaches are going to do? They got to scurry. They will have nowhere to go. This is what one of the guys said. If he is on the Supreme Court and the Senate hasn't investigated, then the House will have to, said Gerald Nadler, Democrat out of New York. He's a big old Jabba the Hutt looking dude. Out of New York. You got to see this dude. Looks like a wrestler. Big old thick neck. And it looks like a toad. That's what he looks like, a toad. But yeah, that's their big threat. We're going to get Trump. If we get the House, we'll get Trump. If we get the House, we're going to get Kavanaugh. If we get the House, we're going to just disrupt. I don't care if the economy's doing well. I don't care that it's a witch hunt. On both of those things, I don't care that, you know, name me anything good that's going on and all the nonsense that they know that they're doing, the shenanigans. And I say to Democrats, what are you going to do when the Republicans finally grow a pair and they start exposing you for who you are? See, we go about this wrong. What we should be doing as conservatives is saying, fine, you know who has the House now? We do. We're going to start initiating investigations into Feinstein. We're going to initiate investigations into Adam Schiff. We're going to initiate investigations into Chuck Schumer and whomever and go after these people. What do? We got the Marcus of Queensberry rules. We're in a bare-knuckle fist fight, and we've got on 16-ounce boxing gloves. And talking about, listen, you can't hit to the crotch, and you can't hit here, and you got to make sure that you don't do this. And the guy's looking at you going, yep, as he's got spiked brass knuckles on his hands, going, sure, absolutely, I got it. I got the rules. I got it. We're ready to go here. Come on, let's move. Let's do this, okay? This is where we are. Got to learn how to fight, man. So we've got to expose the FBI for what they are. We got exposed. Even Comey chimed in on this, talking about, they're not going to let the FBI do their investigation. No. They're not going to let it go fully, because we know what your FBI is capable of doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.